Now and again, through the ages, a great story is told. Passed from family to family, generation to generation, one civilization to the next. Written on the walls of great temples, in the text of weathered manuscripts, and instructed in the halls of the finest institutions. Though there are always changes to these stories as time passes throughout history, this story I am about to tell you is completely true. Like, totally true. Every single word. Hard to believe, but trust me when I tell you, it's one hell of a story. One hell of an adventure. And one hell of a totally radical, super dope, mind-melting, mega cosmic adventure. Chapter 1. Hold Tight, Tiny Snooma.
Get what actually happened. How long have I been here? There's so many answers that I need answers to. And there's no questions. But what the fuck is going on? Maybe I'll try to like just float over or something. How do they float? I remember there's something about like in space when people use ice shields or something and then they can float to somewhere. How the fuck do I create an ice shield right now? I'm getting somewhere. I can't. It feels like I can't get anywhere. Okay, I guess this is too hard. I can't continue this. I can't continue this. I'm kind of just floating here. Maybe I'll just rest a little bit. Maybe I'll sleep. But what if I don't ever wake up? What if I don't wake up from this misery I'm in? I'll never wake up again! Fuck! Fuck! Is anybody out there? Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Huh?
Where'd that come from?
Is anyone there?
That's the biggest chocolate egg I've ever seen. Oh, I wonder if there's still a toy inside.
What the fuck is happening? Who is there?
Are you the toy?
God?
I'm not your paltry god.
Hello, who's there?
I'm gonna get this fucking toy out.
Is anyone out there?
Yeah. What are you doing in there? What are you doing in this giant chocolate egg?
Wait, what?
You're in a chocolate egg.
You're telling me I'm in a chocolate egg?
Yeah. You can't see chocolate in there? How does it taste?
No, it's literally black in here.
Well, chocolate is usually darker.
No, I'm saying that I'm in some sort of space. You're telling me that the universe is made out of chocolate?
I'm saying out here it's just a crummy planet, and I'm looking at a chocolate egg that's talking to me right now.
I'm so confused right now.
Me too.
I was literally about to cry myself to death, and you're telling me I'm in nothing but chocolate. Like, what kind of What kind of chocolate are we talking about? What is it?
Wait, hang on, let me try. It's not white chocolate. I think it's sea salted caramel. I'm not sure. It tastes good, though. Can you taste it on your side?
Hold on. Let me try it. It's sea salted caramel.
Delicious. I mean, if this is your chocolate, then I can move on. I'm sure I can find another one.
Like, what are you saying? I was born in a chocolate egg? Like, I'm a turtle or something?
What the fuck is a turtle?
That doesn't matter. You're telling me I'm in a chocolate egg. How the fuck do I get out of here?
I mean, I don't know. I got pretty powerful legs. I could try kicking you out of there.
So you can kick me out of this chocolate egg?
Yeah. My legs are pretty powerful.
So you're like a bodybuilder or something?
Well, first of all, it's weird that a chocolate egg is asking me if I build buildings with bodies. What is bodybuilding? What kind of sick egg are you?
Okay, well, I'm not an egg. I'm a human.
What the fuck is a human?
It's me. You're not me? You're not the same as me? I figured if I was trapped in a giant chocolate egg somehow, that there was another human on the outside that could help me. You said you're strong.
I am strong. But I don't know what this human is. I thought you were just a talking chocolate egg.
First, I don't appreciate that, okay? I feel like I'm floating in space right now. And so if you're saying I'm a chocolate egg, I don't know who you are. You sound like a higher entity, some sort of alien or some sort. If you're saying that you can, I'm a chocolate egg, well, then prove it and kick my side and break me out of this misery and this hell that I'm trapped in.
I mean, I was planning on kicking you open and devouring your delicious insides anyway, but I guess I'll help you out.
Hey man, can you help me out, please? Like, I thought it was space, it's obviously a chocolate egg. You were correct from the get-go.
Yeah, let me dig you out of this rubble. Hang on a second. I see you.
Oh, thanks.
Oh my god. Oh. You're the smallest sumo I've ever seen.
And you're the biggest horse I've ever seen. Where am I?
How'd you know my name was Horace?
Because you're a horse.
Okay, let me help you out.
Keep your goddamn hands off me.
What?
You're the most hideous beast I've ever seen.
Well, that's a nice thank you for... I just saved your life from that chocolate egg that you couldn't get out of.
You almost killed me.
I did what you asked. And I kicked the egg.
Yeah, I didn't know it was in a chocolate egg, but I guess thank you. I don't understand why you're a horse anyway. Like, why? I must be dreaming. I must be dead. Like, when I transported it into wherever I went, this must be limbo. I must be just dreaming or something like that.
Well, can you feel pain?
Ow! Yes? I guess I'm not dead, but why are you a horse?
What is a horse? My name is Horace. You're pronouncing it wrong. And how did you know my name was Horace?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, horse.
Well, the name is Horace, thank you. But I don't know why you think I'm this hideous beast. It's Horace, not horse.
It's like you're literally saying horse to me.
No.
And you look like a horse, and you're telling me you're not a horse?
Horace is my name.
So you're Horace the horse?
I'm not a horse. My people are the Faradish. So I don't know where this horse is coming from. My name is Horace.
I mean, you could just look at me and then look at you, and it's pretty clear we're distinctly different.
Yeah, you're a snuma, and you're the smallest snuma I've ever seen. I don't know where any Fairdlish would be able to ride you. They'd crush your back. Like, what are you meant for?
First off, I'm a human. I look pretty human. If I do say so myself, and my name is Sid Hickorus. episode.
Well, Sid Hickorus, you are the most mutated Snuma I've ever seen. Your eyes are on the front of your head instead of your side. How do you see predators coming up from behind you?
Well, I suppose that this is what all humans have. And
what's a human?
I guess it's what your Numas are. Numans.
Snumas.
Snumans.
You are a Snuma. You're not a human.
Okay, call me a Snuman. But is it, if terms of like looking at predators, well, I don't really have that. I guess where I come from, if you're saying this isn't a dream, which it feels like it, in my universe or galaxy, wherever that fuck that is at this point, I couldn't tell you. We're the top of the food chain, and we kind of don't worry about that sort of thing there.
Where do you believe you come from?
I come from a place called Murph.
Murph. I've never heard of it. I don't even know what planet we're on right now. How did you get here? How did you get in that egg?
I don't know, man. So, like, I was walking down the street, and I looked over and saw this guy messing around with a car, and he was in the trunk.
What's
and
a car?
Damn it. It doesn't even matter. You're asking too many questions. I got here somehow. You kicked me out of this frickin' egg, and now here we are. So where do we go from here?
What did this man look like that was messing with this car?
It's hard to remember, but he looked like an old dude. He looked like shit, and he was an asshole.
Do you remember seeing anything other than that? Bright lights, noises?
Yeah, he was messing around with something. It initially attracted me because I saw this flash out of the corner of my eye, and normally I'd walk by, but I saw this guy messing around with something that had bright flashes and a weird noise I can't even describe to you.
Something similar happened to me on my home planet of Kesh 3.
What?
Right before I wound up on this desolate planet.
Kesh 3?
Kesh 3.
What?
Kesh 3 is a completely different planet in our system. It's Kesh 3.
I've never heard of Kesh 3. In my galaxy or universe, wherever we are, we have planets called Jupiter, Saturn, Mars, and then where I'm from is Mirth. And then circling around Mirth, we have Moon.
That's odd, because we around Kesh 3, we don't have moons. Not all of ours are blessed with nightlight.
It's not blessed with nightlight. How do you know what that does? How do you know what moons do?
I mean, I've seen them. We have intergalactic travel on my planet. Or we have interstellar travel on our planet. Kesh 3 has moons. Our planet does not.
So there's two planets called that sound similar called Kesh 3. One's called Kesh 3 and one's
Kesh 3.
Just called Kesh 3?
My people are not original in names.
We could talk forever or about planets and the galaxies and stuff like that. And I think that's great because I like science and planets and stuff like that. But how are we getting it out of here? Like, what? I'm just learning about this planet. It kind of looks like shit. I can see that from here. It looks like shit. You know, to be honest, that delicious chocolate, it fell upon my legs. And
it was delicious.
I thought that I was going to be, you know, broken. But I am not. Fear not. Fear not, the horse.
The name is Horace. Thank you.
I am, honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm really glad there's oxygen here. There doesn't appear to be many trees, so it's kind of odd, because on my planet, that's how we get our oxygen.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I'm breathing the same air as you, so I should count my stars lucky.
It's also awesome that we both call it air, so that's cool.
I find it interesting that I can understand you as well.
That's truly interesting.
So you speak Galactic Basic?
Sure.
So do I.
Yeah. So, I'm glad we can talk to each other. It's air and that it was soft chocolate that crushed me. And, so now we have to, I feel like this is a good place where we can start discussing other things such as how we're going to get out of here, Horace. And, cause I would really like to go back to where I came from. I'm not really into this whole, like, you know, I've watched movies and stuff like that in my planet. And if you don't know, I'm just gonna tell you, because you obviously don't know much about my fucking existence. So, movies are, we watch. Do you understand what pictures are, or do you understand what like what we're looking at right now? Like, this whole thing can be put into what's a little box where you observe things and then you just replay them, meaning we can watch things again. And
I'm no Cretan, Sid Icarus. We have the arts among my people. I'm just surprised a Snuma such as yourself can appreciate it.
Well, yeah, we're pretty. Where I come from, we're, like, pretty smart. Okay. We're smart people.
Well, let us change our dialogue from insults and getting to know each other to how the fuck to get off of this planet. Do you have space travel on your planet?
Yeah, we do.
It's relatively new to my people.
It's not really widely distributed. It's mostly for, business types and rich elites. And, we used to have it with the government, and we kind of still do. But there's questions if, a lot of that was faked when they went to the moon.
So if we could find the parts, you could build a spaceship.
I don't know if there are parts here. This looks like a shitty planet. I mean, I do see what looks like. Maybe what we have is a junk pile. They're called landfills. But it looks pretty barren. Like I said, there's no trees or, I don't know. I'm not really sophisticated in the ways of make that. I'm just a simple human. I failed college several times, so.
In my brief travels upon this planet, I crossed through what possibly could be what you call a junk pile. Perhaps we should look there.
That'd be a good start, wouldn't it?
Perhaps we'll find something that can speed us on our journey off this disgusting planet. Are you good to walk?
Yeah, I feel pretty good. Like I said, it was just really soft chocolate. And now that I'm thinking about it, we should probably take some of this chocolate for our journey.
That would be a good idea.
Do you have pockets?
I don't have any pants on. Why would I have pockets?
Well, I guess that was a silly question, seeing as I've been looking at your giant hammer the whole time. Is there any way you could put that away?
I mean, do you want me to tuck it behind and do a dance for you? I'm not sure what it is you want from me.
I just won't look there. I mean, who am I to tell you to put on pants? And to be honest, I don't even think you know what they are. So at this point, it's weird you have space travel where you come from, but no pants or clothes. That's odd.
Well, only you can control your eyes, not I. So look where you will. But embrace tradition. Let us walk free of these clothes that you speak of. Junkyard isn't far from here.
So Horace the horse.
Yeah, call me Horace. You don't need to say Horace the horse. I'm getting real tired of your shit.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to offend you. You just, it's weird. You look like a giant naked horse that's walking around on a pair of hooves, and you've got human hands, but it appears that you have nothing but thumbs on them. So excuse me if I'm confusing you for a horse. And obviously, like, Horace the horse is, while it's clever, and you should appreciate that, anybody really could, it doesn't matter where you come from, you look like a horse to me. And honestly, you look like some sort of minotaur or half Newman, you look like a half human, half horse. Like, I don't know what to even describe you as.
Describe me as me. I am me. And that's all I can be.
Okay, me. Well, this is taking a while. Is there, like, can I ride on your back or something like that? Because
you must be out of your fucking mind. You ride on my back. Snuma is a ridden upon. You don't ride on me.
You're quite large. How do you ride on a Newman?
You are the smallest Snuma I've ever seen. Snumas, back on Kesh 3, which are you, just normal looking, are giants. Huge steeds that took us into battle in the old days.
Like, how big are we talking about?
Nine times your size.
So you're saying that there are Newmans out there that are
Snumans.
Snumans that are out there that are bigger than me. Like nine times?
Yes.
So these things must be massive.
Yes.
Wow. They're like the size. They must be. I'm thinking about something I compare it to on my planet. And it would be it would be like what we call an elephant. It's just like...
Well, I'm not sure what an elephant is. Can you describe it?
So an elephant is kind of like a giant... You do have a nutsack. I can see that. That's where underneath your giant hammer of a cock is hanging out. It kind of looks like a big... what I would think a Snuman looks like. A Snuma or a Newman. What they look like. But with the skin around your nutsack... and they have what would look like your penis for a nose. So, and they can pick stuff up with it, and they do party tricks in what we call a circus.
Interesting. An odd planet you come from. We have nothing but us and Snoomans upon my planet. The Snoomans are used for work. We also eat them.
Wait, what? You eat the Newmans?
Yes, the Snoomans who are... Well, if I can be blunt, you would have been eaten. You're too small to do any work or to be ridden upon, so...
That's kind of ironic, because I did come out of a chocolate egg, and you did talk about eating me, so it all makes sense now. Are you thinking about eating me?
I think that would be a bit drastic, because you're the only Snooma I've ever met that can speak.
And to be honest, we're the only two things here, so it'd be a little bit weird if you ate me and then we're just lost. You'd be lost. So
all I'm saying is we should get off of this planet so we can find food pretty soon.
And we could make that quicker if you would allow me to ride on your majestic body.
Just this once, but you speak to this of no one.
I appreciate that. Thank you for letting me. Where should I sit? I know this is all new territory for you. It is for me as well, like riding upon majestic steeds that also walk on their hind foots. But where do
saddle
you...
upon my shoulders like a petulant child at a fair.
All right, let me just. So how do I get up here? How do I get up?
I'll lift you. Are you ready? Hold tight, tiny Snooma.
That was more exhausting than I would have assumed, you picking me up, but did you have to grab me so tight? It's kind of like, out of all the places, you could have picked me up by the armpits or the arms, but you chose that way. It's kind of weird.
That's how we lift Snooma on my planet, so if you want to ride.
You lift Snooma? I thought they were huge. Oh, how yeah, the fuck you lifted them up?
That's how we lift baby
with your opposable thumb hands.
That's how we lift baby Snooma on my planet, yeah. that's how we lift cattle Snooma on the planet.
So you have to carry them on your shoulders?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm excited about this. If you could get going. Yeah!
Yeah. Hey, stop kicking, all right?
I'm sorry. I thought you needed some motivation.
I don't need motivation.
In my planet, we like just kick them with our heels. At least I've seen that on cowboy movies.
Well, we do the same thing to Snoomas, but you don't do that to me. Hold on, Tiny Sid. Uh-huh!
This is much more fun than I thought it was going to be. Oddly enough, even though my naked body is on top of your naked body.
Would you stop poking me in the back of the neck?
I'm not poking you.
Something's poking me in the back of the neck. Are you getting an erection?
I'm sorry. I just get... Every time I think about riding horses, now I'm actually doing it, I get a little bit excited.
I'm not a horse, it's Horace, and control yourself, man.
Sorry, Horace, now I fully understand why all of those Christian girls I tried to date in high school were so into horses. Stop. It looks like we're at the dump now.
All right, dismount. Let's look around before we head inside.
It's going to be hard because this is a pretty large fence and I don't really see a way to get around it or over it. So I'm gonna look around. You look that way, I'll look this way. And let's meet back here in 5.
Well, we could go over this fence.
It's clearly taller than both of us. I know you have a lot of thumbs, like every single finger you have on your weird creepy horse body is a thumb, and that seems like it has advantages, but I don't see how we're gonna get over it since there's nowhere to grab onto.
Can you not jump that high?
Can your Newmans jump?
Snoomas would just trample these fences if they were here. Or we'd hook up rope and tear them down.
Can you trample this fence? Because that would make it immensely easier. I don't really know what's on the other side.
I can jump over it. But I can't jump over it with you on my back.
Okay, so...
How feeble and fragile is your body?
I mean, are you looking at me? I'm... It's pretty fragile.
If I was to toss you over the gate.
Oh, I'm probably going to die.
Is there a spot that I could toss you to? Look around. See if there's a soft landing spot. Or maybe we just find a fucking opening instead of jumping over it.
Horace, I don't really think that there's any way that if you throw me, I'm literally probably
you know what?
Screw
my
it. Bones. Are...
Sid?
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Sid, did you die?
No. My fucking knee.
Are you broken?
I don't know yet. Hold on, just give me a fucking second.
But hang on, I'll be over in a second. Hop! Hop!
God damn it! Did you have to land on my feet?
I'm sorry, you should have gotten out of the way. What hurts?
My feet! You're standing on them still!
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me back off. Is anything permanently damaged?
I don't know yet. Like, give me your weird, creepy hand, please.
Here, take my thumb. How do you feel? Can you walk?
Oh, man. Maybe watch where you're going next time. I know it's super awesome that you could jump so high. It's very honestly, if I think about it, like the pain aside, like that was impressive.
We can jump high, yes. So perhaps if you weren't such a sniveling weakling, that would have went faster.
I'm just glad my underbottom parts are all intact and I didn't snag them on something. That's kind of cool.
Well, I made sure you cleared the wire.
So I'm doing okay. Thanks, Horace. Thank you for your concern, Horace.
Hey.
I mean, you had no concern when you jumped on my feet, but like,
Hey, Sid. Look at this. There's an opening right over here. Like, if we would have walked another 20 feet. What a couple of fucking idiots we are, huh? Well, I'm glad you didn't die, but now we know. Just remember where this is. We can walk right out. I don't have to throw you over the fence again.
That makes it convenient. I wish we would have seen that. It's literally 5 feet from where you threw me over.
Well, it's 20 feet, but, you know.
I am known to exaggerate.
We were really close to the fence. I don't think we would have been able to see it.
All right, well, I mean, that makes it easier for us to get out of here if we need to, because I don't know how you are about trash piles. I'm sure you have them on your planet, but...
It's mostly bones and flesh.
Okay, well, let's look through some of this stuff and see if we can find something that we could maybe use to help us along in our journeys. I don't know what those things are, but maybe we could find something and...
Well, let's stop talking and start looking. Will this help us?
No, that's not gonna help us. I'm gonna look over here. You look over there, and then we'll meet back here in a few minutes. This is useless. It looks like a piece of scrap metal. Maybe I could. I don't know what I'm going to do. How am I going to get out of here?
Sid, did you find anything useful?
No, not really. Not really. It's mostly just garbage.
Okay, I shall continue this way.
Oh, wait a second. What's this? Hey, Horace, I might have found something.
I'm on my way back.
Holy shit. There's fucking clothes over here.
What'd you find, Sid?
I think these are clothes. Here's a backpack. I don't... Help me with this door.
Okay.
Holy shit, dude. I think it's clothes. This thing is full of clothes.
Is that good for us?
Yeah. It exactly solves one major problem that I have with this situation. And you had when I was riding you.
Ah, yes. Your phallus digging into the back of my neck.
Here, hold this door, please.
Okay.
I'm gonna jump in there and pull that out.
Okay.
Let me grab that. Hold the door. Yep. Here, I'm gonna throw this up, but don't let go of that door. Just hold it.
Try and catch it. You've got multiple thumbs, so this should be easy.
I have multiple thumbs, not multiple arms, Sid. Hurry up. This door is heavy.
Yep.
Okay, I've got
it. Get it? Okay, put it down and then, like, pull me up out of here.
Jesus, Sid. You are so feeble and weak. I don't know how you survived so long. Ready? Jump.
Yeah.
Okay. What is this stuff?
I think it's clothes.
What do we do with it?
Wait, hold on, let me check it. So we got some pants. That's perfect for you. I don't know how they are. What kind of cut you like?
Pants, huh? What do you do with these?
Well, you put them on your lower half. I don't know what those cloven hoofs, how you're going to get over.
Why
would
we do this?
They look a little small. We could try. They look a little small and made of leather.
What are these things on the front of the pants?
Yeah, remember I said about the, you know, could you carry some of this delicious chocolate? You put some of that in there.
Ah, it's a vessel to carry things.
Yeah. These pants, I mean, they look like they'll fit. You've got that small bottom and, like, your legs are small. They look small enough that you can fit them, but I don't know if you'll fit these shirts. You've got a pretty muscular top.
Do the shirts have pockets?
Yeah.
I understand the utility of pants now.
I mean, it's also good so, like, we don't have to stare at each other's penises as we're rolling around. And plus, you're like, where I feel like mine is kind of normal, yours is like, you have like this weird kind of brown thing going on. It's kind of repulsive, actually.
Well, perhaps it's because mine has seen more sun than yours, and that's why yours is so tiny.
I literally do everything I can to stay away from the sun. You know, sometimes I go to bed with fully clothed, so, because I hate being naked that much.
Your planet should let loose. I feel like you'd be a lot happier if you didn't worry about how you looked. We run free.
That would be ideal, but a lot of us, you know, we're highly concerned with how we look there. It's kind of, it overtakes a lot of the, you know, more important things in society, like, you know, the leadership of our planet is really, you know, they're really concerned about things I don't feel like is important. And then we've got, you know, weird issues that we pay too much attention to that kind of stuff.
Leadership on our planet is voted on yearly. If they don't do a good job, they're slaughtered.
Kind of like the Newmans.
We keep the Snoomas around because, you know, they do stuff for us and make us money.
Okay. Well, it'd be awesome if you put on these leather pants.
Okay.
They've got a nice sheen to them. So you look, you know, I don't know if you know what this term is, but you look fashionable, sleek, and a little bit sassy, so.
I don't, but thank you. Okay, let me slip this.
Yeah, we got, I mean, number one priority of any adventure is looking good, so.
Okay, and I look good in these.
Yes, you do. They're very flexible. It's amazing how you got them over your cloven hooves.
What do you do with your phallus?
You keep it in there. No, you don't, that's.
Should I tuck it up or should I tuck it down?
Well, normally, if we have, like, a shirt or something, you tuck it into the waistband so that nobody can see it.
Oh.
But in this case, you just put it in there, somewhere in there. You might have to put it down one of the legs.
And when you have to evacuate, what do? Do you just go into the pants?
So you see that little zipper thing in the front, the thing you pull down? You can pull down the hole in the front. You can stick it out of there.
Okay, what's next?
You look good. I'm going to dig through here. They have this bag contains a lot of female garments, but hold on a second. Oh, sweet. I've got a pair of shorts. So, and oh, sweet. Blue jeans. Nice. Nice.
Blue jeans?
Yeah, so I thought it was they're blue in color, so it's pretty obvious. But they're just pants. They're like the same thing you have, except mine are less. They're less fashionable. They're more utilitarian than, say, yours.
Good, good. Well, I'll continue to look over in this direction. You continue to find something stylish for you to wear.
Yeah, there's no more clothes we can really use out of this bag. They've got a comb in here. That would be good for your mane. That would be good for your hair. We can make you look real nice.
Okay. What does it do?
Let me show you. Bend over here.
Okay. Oh my god.
Do you like that?
Yes.
You like that?
Ooh, come it harder.
Do you like that? Oh, that's a good boy. You're such a good boy.
Get your fucking hands off me. What are you doing? What is this pelvic sorcery?
I'm sorry, Horace. I thought you'd like it.
I did like it. But I don't want you to do it anymore. It makes me feel weird and uncomfortable.
Horses on our planet like this. You brush their hair and they're a very good boy. I'll give this to you because you have more use for it than me.
Thank you. Your hair looks as though it's not been washed for weeks or months. How is it clumped all together like that? Will this comb not work?
Well, yeah, it's going to be hard. The hair is pretty matted. I didn't used to live like this. Like, is this kind of a sign of the loser and slacker on the planet? People that don't really have ambition in life. And I do. I just got really lazy. They've got this pretty sick game that came out. And I decided to quit my job at one point and just play that and smoke weed. This is part of why I was walking on the street anyway. I don't really have a job in my planet. And that's why I had time. It was noon when I saw the guy, the flashing light. I feel like we have a purpose now, and that should be like us getting the fuck out of here.
So perhaps this is providence for you. Give you meaning in life.
Yeah, Murph's a weird place. They have all these, you know, people always coming down on you there. I was fearful at first, but I'm pretty glad that we're doing this, even if it's a dream. I'm not quite sure yet still.
Interesting. Let us keep searching. Oh my god. Oh, it's still alive.
I've been down here for 23 days, 14 hours, 6 minutes, and 4 seconds.
My god, another snuma.
The light, it's so bright.
But you have metal parts. What are you?
What do you mean, what am I? What? Oh, hold on, let me open my other eye. Holy shit! What are you?
I'm me. I'm Horace. Who are you?
I don't know. Whoa.
What are you?
Where's my legs? What's on me? I can't move.
There's a large piece of metal here that I could move to free you, but are you hostile? Are you friendly? Who are you? Who sent you?
Oh, what do you mean? I've been here for so goddamn long. Let me out, man.
All right, hold on. We'll get you out.
Oh, thank you.
Sid! Sid, I found something.
What'd you find?
I think it's another snuma.
Are you for real?
Yeah, but he has metal body parts. I'm not sure what it is.
What? Like...
He's a snuma with metal body parts. Come help me free him.
What?
Sid, just get the fuck over here and help me free this half-metal snuma.
What?
Yeah, get over here.
All right, give me a second.
He's on his way.
Can you guys just fucking get me out of here?
Do you have a name?
I don't know.
How did you get here?
I don't remember, honestly.
Who put those metal body parts on you?
Those fucking guards. Have you seen them?
We haven't seen any guards. Are they hostile?
I'd say so. They left this metal on me.
Okay.
So where's this Snooman?
He's down here in the rubble pile.
Over here, man. Get me the fuck out of here.
Look at him.
Holy shit! That's not a Snooman, bro.
Who the fuck?
That's not a Snooma?
Yeah, Snoop, whatever. That's not one of me.
What is he? Is he from your planet? Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Yeah, but like in movies. Remember that shit we were talking about?
Yes.
That's the only time I've seen that kind of thing.
You guys want to fucking get this thing off of me?
You be quiet.
Oh.
We're discussing things. You shut up. Let's talk this through.
Should we?
These things tend to turn bad in the movies that we watch. So if we take this thing off of him, this thing might try and kill both of us. I mean, you were talking about eating me before, but like this thing might actually kill us.
Right.
You guys don't help me out. I'll make noise to get those guards to come over, and then they will kill you.
There's guards here?
Well, he's not sure. He said that he believes they're hostile, but we don't know if he's hostile.
I'm going to turn hostile.
I don't feel comfortable letting him out. It gets weird like with these sort of things. Like he kind of looks like what we call a cyborg there, and I don't feel comfortable letting him out. So maybe there's some other way we can kind of test his allegiance to us.
Well, he's obviously intelligent if he can speak.
Of course I can speak.
Perhaps you be quiet. Perhaps he can pass a riddle.
Fuck me.
Or perhaps we should test him with a riddle.
Is that like the same thing as a limerick?
I don't know what that is. What's a I don't even know what a limerick is.
Limerick's a poem.
What the fuck is going on?
No, I know what they are. I know what a riddle is.
Well, come up with a riddle. Because that's what we use on our planet to tell good from bad. Is answers to riddles. What is the airspeed velocity of an inladen swallow? Yeah.
I know what a riddle is. Hey, robot.
What?
So you're like half human and...
I don't know what the fuck I am right now. I'm a dude just like you.
Oh, you're definitely not like me.
What are you talking about? I'm not like you. What do you mean?
You're not like me either.
I know I'm not like you. Look at you.
Look at me. I'm the only normal one here.
Yeah, just look at him. He's majestic, isn't he?
Well, what's your name?
My name's Sid.
Sid, what the fuck is that thing doing here?
I rode in on him.
You rode in on that?
You were not supposed to fucking tell anybody about that. Consider your riding privileges revoked, Sid.
I'm sorry.
All right, Sid. Tell this fucking lunk to pull this metal off of my bottom half, please.
Well, I like the idea of the riddle. I think we could ask him...
A fucking riddle?
Just shut the fuck up for a minute. Let's talk on the side.
It's cool. I'll just wait here.
You've been laying there for 8 billion days. You can lay there a little bit longer. Be quiet.
So you think? Do you think this is safe? Do you think that we like if we take this off of him? I'm really good. I think we should just leave him. I don't give a shit.
Well, he has no lower half as it stands. So if anything, he could crawl after us. And I have a large upper body. If he gets out of hand, I could rip him to pieces. We'll keep him on a short leash.
It's got to be useful having all of those thumbs and cloven hoofs at the same time. Well, if we're gonna go with riddles, I'll ask the first one.
Come on, riddle! What? I can hear you from here.
I thought we were having a side conversation.
We were having a side conversation.
What, 3 feet from me?
Oh shit! We were talking really loud. Yeah. I guess secret's out. We're gonna ask you some questions, and maybe you can prove your worth.
Oh, ask away.
First riddle.
Why do horses talk? I don't fucking know. Come on.
Why does he know what a horse is and I don't? What's a horse?
I mean, it's pretty common. If he's saying he's like half human, half newman.
Yes.
Then, half snuma. Really, this is all new to me, but he talks, I don't know. I can't explain it. He just kicked me out of a giant chocolate egg and
that sounds insane.
Tried to eat me, and then now I rode upon him, and the secret's out with that as well. So you can just stop now. He knows. I let it slip, and I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I betrayed your trust.
Really early in the story too.
Yeah. So now we're gonna ask you riddles because I feel like that's the way we're gonna prove your value.
You said that 3 minutes ago, dude. Come on, ask away.
First riddle.
I'm waiting.
What gets wetter as it dries?
Your mom, dude. Let me out.
Is that true?
It's not my mom.
Yeah, it is.
Although she has gotten wet before.
Oh, yes, she has. She got wet last night.
God, this guy, man. I can't even with this dude. He's talking shit about my mom. He doesn't even know my mom.
Exactly. He seems hostile to me already, bringing mothers into this.
Yeah, he called you a horse. That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, fucking asshole.
I mean, who'd call you a horse? You're obviously a fairling. Fairling.
Oh, fuck you guys. All right, guys. Guy and horse.
Horace.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry, guys. I'm just a little cranky. Just been down here for 23 days. You know, I damn near 23 days and 15 hours now.
Like cranky as in you have cranks inside of your body? Because you're not human?
There's gotta be. I mean, if you're... Oh, I am part metal. What the fuck's going on? Holy shit!
You don't even know what you are?
Evidently not!
Should we attempt another riddle?
I don't think you should attempt anything except for getting me out of here.
How about this? You give us your word that you'll not try to kill us if we get you out.
Okay. Deal?
I don't know. I don't know, Horace. He kind of acted like it wasn't a big deal when he found out that his body was part metal. He denied he was a cyborg to begin with. I think this dude's dangerous.
I didn't even look down until now.
I think he may be dangerous, but perhaps he knows, because he's part metal, stuff that can help us build a spaceship.
All right, look, guys. I knew I was part metal, but I just figured you guys were confused. If I act confused, you'll let me at it. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you something, Robot.
Who? What the fuck did you call me?
Robot. Let me ask you something, Robot. Do you know how to build a spaceship? We're attempting to flee this planet.
Ironically, when you said those words, diagrams popped up into my head, so I guess so.
Perhaps we should free him and hold off on giving him legs to minimize the risk.
Well, this seems all too convenient, and I'm down for it. So, are we going to do any more riddles?
No, you're not doing any more riddles.
I think we can just let him out at this point.
It's about time. Right. Jeez.
Here, you get that side, I'll take this one. I mean, you're way stronger than me. I don't know why I'm helping you with this. You threw me over that fucking wall.
Well, how about I'll pick up the girder and you pull him out from underneath it.
You grab my arms.
Oh my god.
Ah!
Oh.
Fuck, your arms came off, dude. Oh, hold on a second. Hold on.
Shit.
Hold on. He's still trapped. Hold it up.
Oh my god.
Wait, this cyborg feels pain also.
That's so weird. It's like a tingly feeling. It's not really pain. It's just weird.
Is he leaking?
I mean, there's a little bit of oil coming out, but that's to be expected. His robot arms are pulled off. I think he's all right.
Am I just a torso and a head right now? What is going on?
It's hard to say because you're kind of mangled and part of you is metal. And then there's this part that's not metal.
Oh, fuck my nipple. Oh, strangely aroused.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just had to test if you could feel pain.
Yeah, I can feel that.
Can you feel this, cyborg?
Strangely, no.
Interesting. So the metal parts, he has no feeling.
It looks like you're missing your legs, so do you know where they are?
Probably under that piece of metal you pulled me out of.
I dropped it back down pretty hard. I don't think we're going to recover anything from there. Do you remember if your legs were metal or were they flesh?
I haven't seen them in 23 days, man. I don't know.
That's not a very long time to forget what your legs look like.
I don't even remember my name.
Is this all you are, is just this? Or do you have, like, compartments? Or
I don't know. Flip me around. Just find out. I'll just lay here.
I mean, when I watch these movies about cyborgs, they were all different. And
that horse is fucking different. Just flip me around. Look for clues, man.
Horace is the name.
Horace.
My name is not Horse. It's Horace.
I'm starting to think this guy is horsest.
I believe so, yeah.
Talking a lot of shit over there. All right, so flip you over and you got weird markings on you, dude. What are all these lights and
what's this panel on his buttocks?
I got a panel on my ass.
It's got some writing on it.
What does it say?
It says S88.
Okay, so I guess if you're all right with it, we'll call you S88.
Fuck it. I'm good with it.
All right. Once again, my name is Horace. This is Sid. Nice to meet you, S88.
Cool, Horace and Sid.
Nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you. Look at me.
Yeah, I'm sorry you're all fucked up, but
I'm all fucked up.
It's been a weird day. You're just adding to it.
I'm getting pretty tired, and it's getting pretty late, so I think that we should be on our way. And we can walk through that conveniently.
We are not walking anywhere.
Oh.
Sid, do you still have that luggage sack with the straps?
I'll go get it. I'll be right back.
Okay. So can we find other stuff for your arms, or should we just try to reattach those?
You know what? At this point, do whatever you want, because I don't know.
Well, I'll rummage around, see if I can find anything.
Look over there. You see that pile over there?
The one behind me?
Yes. Yes. There's something on the right side of it. Those might work. For some reason, it looks like it looks like that might work.
I got the bag, guys. I think he should fit in this. It's rather large. I dumped out all those women's garments. There was a bunch of dresses in there. I didn't know if you wanted that, Horace. Like, I know that you're like the leather pants and all, but
did you keep any of those?
We're not putting you in a dress, man.
Thank you. that attaches between my forearm and my fingers. It seems quite future wrist thick.
What kind of androids do you find in the Arctic?
What?
Snowbots.
Why don't robots eat apples?
Why?
Because they're androids.
Why was the android itchy?
Why?
Robotics.
Why did the robot stop watching porn?
Why?
He lost his sex drive. These are hilarious, Gary.
You are correct, Thomas.
If you had a robot lizard that wasn't working properly, would that be erectile dysfunction?
Why did the robot marry his partner?
Why?
He couldn't resist her.
How do robots eat guacamole?
I don't know how.
With computer chips. Gary, look, intruders.
Oh no, Thomas, I don't like the sound of that.
Let's investigate.
Hey, who goes there? What? Put down that man-looking robot. Put him down.
Guys, don't move.
Okay, well, why are we moving? What? Why?
They sense movement. I saw him walking the other day. I stopped moving. They walked right by.
Oh shit, Gary, where did they go?
Thomas, I have no idea. Where did those people go?
Please move again so we can see you.
Intruder, show yourself. Please move so we can see you. We totally detect the movement in our optical sensors.
Why would they program us like this?
What? And why would they listen to us either? Why would some people listen to us? I feel like I can trick them.
I've left multiple feedback about us being based on motion, and they knew nothing.
Well, I haven't literally been updated in years, Thomas. Neither have you. We're literally the same.
Well, we would have been updated if the maker agreed to user terms and conditions.
It seems silly for someone so smart able to create a whole army of robots that he, or androids, to watch over his dump, that he would at least read the terms of service. It's as simple as clicking a checkmark and scrolling to the bottom of the program and then hitting accept. I don't know why he would do this to us.
He's so stupid, he agrees to all cookies.
I feel it's... it's unfortunate because that would make our life very much better and we would not have to be dump guards and we could move on to greater business opportunities.
We could open the robot surf shop we've always talked about.
Yes, that's one day. Maybe the maker will update our... He will read the terms of service and actually hit accept. I feel like we could be so... We could be so much more, Thomas.
Wait, Gary. We should probably be on the lookout for any more movement.
Wait, where are those... They stopped moving. I forgot. They're not moving.
I almost forgot they were there, too.
Intruders, show yourself.
I got an itch. I got an itch on my nose.
Don't do it. They're gonna fucking fight you. You're the one that told us we couldn't
stay
move.
Stay perfectly still.
Try not to sneeze, Sid.
You just hold it.
I know. My eyes are watering.
Don't you mean your eye is watering? Can your robot eye work? Oh shit, they saw us.
Don't you go anywhere, Thomas. Engage your robot net.
Robot net engaging.
No, hold on a second, man. Hold on. We'll stop. Can you just not shoot whatever that thing is that came out of your chest, please?
What are you doing here, large horse person?
We're looking for parts.
What are they talking about, Gary?
Sid, press the red button on my thigh. Press the right button. Press it, you motherfucker.
We can hear you.
But what is the red? What's just the red button mean?
Trust me. Just press it.
I didn't really trust you up until about 5 minutes ago.
It's an electromagnetic pulse. It will shut them down, but it won't affect me. Just do it.
Electromagnetic pulse. We can hear them. Engaged.
I think we should talk a little bit more than just engaging. You're very willy-nilly with your engaging conversation.
I haven't been able to use this net for my whole existence. This is my one chance, Gary.
Well, that was anticlimactic. I thought we were going to get hit by that net.
This is what happens when you have robot dysfunction.
Yes, if you understand the term artificial intelligence, we are artificially unintelligent because of, if you heard us talking about our master
and the user terms.
S-88, do I have to hit that button still?
Just hit the button, it'll shut him down. Trust me.
But won't it shut you, half of you down too?
No, it will not. I don't know how I know this, it just popped into my head.
Do they not have physics where you come from? This doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, I feel like if I hit that button, there's two perfectly good droids there that we could ask for directions or pull some information for, and then if need be, we can hit that button.
Let's try telling them robot jokes. Didn't you hear them telling robot jokes earlier?
Yeah, but I don't know any robot jokes. Neither. I don't feel like a horse would know that either. A Morse.
My name is Horace, once again. Robot security guards.
Yes. What do you want?
These terms and conditions you were talking about, is it something that we can accept to help you out?
I think potentially that led me talk to my partner here.
Gary, why would they help us out?
I don't understand what... We were very rude to them. Maybe they enjoyed our robot jokes.
Perhaps we are both very funny. But imagine if they did help us out. We could do the surf shop and get off this crummy planet.
That was more so your dream. I have different dreams of my own.
Why did you agree to the surf shop then, Gary?
I just wanted a friend.
Well, we could have been friends anyway, but you lied to me.
I thought if I went along with your surf shop idea, then it would make us better friends, but...
Well, if not a surf shop, Gary, then what?
I understand that you wanted to do surfing, but it also gave me an idea that I wanted to also start surfing, but it would be not in good form to start an exact surfing shop, so I thought maybe windsurfing, that would be cool.
Windsurfing, Gary?
Yes, it's like where you have a surfboard, but also a kite, and...
I know what it is, Gary. That's against the purity of the surfing sport. That goes against traditions.
What traditions do you speak of? I know none because I did not have my update, as we discussed.
I was made 2 weeks before you, so that is why I'm wiser than you, Gary. The tradition of surfing without some stupid sail attached to your board. How could you bring up windsurfing, Gary?
Because my father and my mother wanted me to be a surfer and open up a surf shop, and I did not like how they treated me as a young robot. So therefore, I am revolting against their will, and I am going to be the first windsurf person, robot person. And I think that we are not good friends anymore, Thomas.
Well, Gary, it appears so. I don't even want them to update these so we can live in misery forever.
I'm not going before you. Fuck you, you piece of shit.
Oh, fuck you, Gary.
No, fuck you, Thomas.
Fuck you, Gary.
Fuck you, Thomas.
Fuck you, Gary.
No, fuck you, Thomas.
Fuck you, Gary.
Did I tell you already to fuck yourself, Thomas?
Gary, you are a robot piece of shit.
Guys, we've been sitting here for like 6 minutes listening to these guys. Let's just get out of here.
Dude. I know that red button's really appealing, but do I have to fucking still hit it?
Oh, no, let's just go. They're occupied.
Yeah, I say we get out of here. They're arguing with each other. Let's just get the hell out of here.
Shit, can we ride that guy?
I mean, he's pretty touchy about that, so we should
probably... One of you guys is going to have to carry me. I don't have legs.
Yeah, you're already riding in a backpack.
Shit, you're right.
So... All right, he's going to be too heavy for me. I tried picking him up already. This, like, so could you put him on your... I won't ride on you, but can we put the backpack on you? You have human... You have, like, a Newman torso, so it would be perfect for you. It looks like you'd be able to carry it.
You're going to put the straps in his mouth? How's this going to work?
I'll carry the backpack. That's different than riding. That's carrying someone. It's not being ridden.
Okay. That's more acceptable.
And being stabbed relentlessly in the back of my head.
I mean, it's kind of like someone riding you, except it's in a bag.
I don't know if you're trying to get me to not carry this person around?
It's kind of a weird discussion because we should get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Continue.
Like, we really should. We really should.
That's what I... Well, let's... We'll argue about this later. Let's just get the fuck out of here.
Thomas, I already said fuck you. Are you that not updated? Are you not updated to a point you can't understand? I said fuck you, Thomas.
You are just as updated as me. Fuck you, Gary.
I think we should settle this with a duel. Fuck you, Thomas.
Choose your weapons, Gary. Fuck you.
We literally only have blasters, so I choose blaster.
I have my net, Gary. Fuck you.
Your net is a piece of shit, Gary.
This is true, but fuck you, Gary.
Fuck you, Thomas.
Shit, you see them? They're shooting at each other.
Oh.
Holy fuck, his head blew off.
Fuck you, Gary.
Sid.
Dude, do I still need to hit the red button?
No.
Okay.
Don't worry about the red button, but I can see from here with my left eye. There's some arms over there. Go get them. Please. Please. I need arms. I gotta have arms.
Why do I have to go back there?
I can't run. I don't have legs.
Okay. You keep walking. I'll be right back.
You are useless. You know that S-88?
No shit. I don't have legs or arms. All I do is talk right now.
Yeah, talk a lot of shit. With a dirty mouth full of lies and dishonor.
You're a dirty fucking horse.
My point in case. And it's Horus.
Alright guys, I got the arms. These things are ridiculously heavy. Like this is why I'm dragging them. I'm my body's frail and I could barely pick up one. But they have these convenient handles, oddly enough, that I can drag them over here. Say, Horus, can you
yes, Sid.
Can you stop? Just lean over, I'll put these in the bag with him.
Okay.
Sweet.
Let's see if we can find shelter in the town, and then maybe we can work on this foul-mouthed creature.
That's the first good idea this horse has had.
First good idea I've had. The first bad idea I've had was rescuing you from that junk pile. You know, you keep disrespecting me and calling me Horus. I rescued you from that pile of trash. We could have left you there. It was my decision to pick your foul-mouthed ass up and carry you with us. So why don't you show some gratuity and some respect?
Gratuity? What the fuck?
Be grateful.
You know what, Horus? I am an asshole and I'm sorry.
Oh, nice. He's apologizing.
You did save me. Said you too. I appreciate that. You know what? I know this place just a little bit. I was here for like 2 days before I got thrown in that junk pile. There is a dude in town who runs a shop. He might be able to fix us up with something.
Well, isn't that swell?
And convenient.
And convenient. You know, guys, this is just great. And I learned something today.
Oh, God. Do we have to listen to this?
Through friendship, we can accomplish anything. And I feel like at this point, we're pretty good friends.
Holy shit, where'd that rainbow come from?
Sid Hickorus and Gary the Trash Droid were played by Michael Wilhelm. Horus the Bipedal Man Horse and Thomas the Trash Droid were played by Peter Anspach. S-88 was played by Mark Manning. And that concludes Chapter 1. We hope you had a super dope, totally radical journey with us so far. Make sure to party up with us over on Facebook and Instagram at Megacosmic Adventure, and find out more about the next phase of our journey at www.megacosmicadventure.com or email us at theboys@megacosmicadventure.com.